Thank you. This song was written by Paul Siebel, who I met when he was crammed into the corner of a dressing room here in New York State somewhere about 50 years ago. And I had heard that he suffered from stage fright, and his posture confirmed that. And the sound of his voice when I asked him, "Are you Paul Siebel?" or I asked his back, and he said, "Yeah." He quit after a while. He quit touring because it just drove him crazy, and became a baker. And when I saw him again after about 30 years almost in Easton, Maryland, he was smiling for the first time since I'd known him, and he was covered with flour. They say that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the wall and window shade. And though she'd act a little good, a deceiver, don't believe her. That's a shame. Sometimes a bottle of perfume flowers and babies someplace. Men brought her be 10-cent trinket. Their intentions were easily traced, and everybody knew at times she cried. Baba women like Louise, they get by.
It's blowing cold tonight.
I mentioned last night after playing this thing that it was called William Powell. It still is called William Powell tonight. And I think we were in Philadelphia last night, I believe so, somewhere nearby. And I mentioned that after I introduced this thing and played it, describing, you know, William Powell. It was my intention to follow in the footsteps of old Joe Clark and Bill Cheatham. It was something that branched away from bluegrass and into whatever this is. And I thought William Powell was a likely candidate, a guy with no chin, a cocktail shaker, and a career as a star in the 30s. My kind of guy. And after the show, a couple approached me, and they said, "Is that William Powell, the actor, that you're talking?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "We have William Powell's baptismal gown." I didn't know what to say, really. I climbed the hill to Julie. place I used to live. I climbed the steps and tried the door and let myself in. The kitchen clock I used to watch had stopped at 5 to 5. A photograph I'd never seen. A car came up the drive. I stood outside the kitchen door, and when she turned her head, I said that I was back to stay. She laughed at what I said. She said that I grow old, believing I was what mattered more. That I'd uncover real feelings when I got close, close. I climbed the hill to Julie's house, the place I used to live. Climbed the steps and tried the door and let myself in. In. Dreamed them up. My ability, well, my appetite for metaphor is really outstripped by my ability for metaphor. Which is, about like that. To name things, actually, titles that have zero meaning for me. So that I'm not blinded by the fact that they do have any meaning. That seems to be the big problem with metaphor. I think you know what you're talking about, and if you really aren't trying to talk about anything, then you're safe. So when I finish this tune, I like his DI, it has a built-in tuner. The tuner sucks. And these tuners here, they don't move. Look at them. So when I finish this tune, which took a long time, this one's what guitar players call hard. At least I do. I was sitting there, I had a tune, and the moment had arrived where I had to have a name for it, and I had been reading a book about ants. I'm alone a lot. And this ant, it's a photographic, it's a portrait, basically a collection of portraits of every genus of ant on Earth. They've excluded every other planet. planets, but every genus that we know of, which is over 120 genera of ants, there's one of us, although there used to be two, and now apparently there may have been three living within 60 miles of each other. Well, we know what happened.
War.
There's some genuses over there we've got to exterminate them, which is exactly what the ants do. They live to just wipe out the other 119 genera of ant. And being a photograph, a portrait of each genus, well, it's done with an electron microscope, and it's just an ant. And you think, well, there's 120 of these? That looks like an ant to me, though. But then you begin to notice little differences, and the more you look, and you won't be able to stop. About halfway through this 120 portraits of ant, you're going to say, oh, I don't want to look at any more of these ants. What am I going to see if I turn the page? An ant. Oh, yeah, an ant. And you'll keep going. And you'll begin to notice the differences. And as far as I'm concerned, the adaptations that each ant thinks is going to allow them to wind up on the top of the heap, which is pretty literally true in this case. There's one that has, a hose on its forehead. Well, they probably don't call it a forehead. And it squirts formic acid. Oh, excuse me. My hose, it's like a mind of its own. Sorry. Pretty good. I mean, they'll probably be around for a while. There's one that I don't think is going to last more than a couple hours, and that has the one that has 13 eyes. If you're an ant, what do you need to look at from 13 different perspectives? There's dirt here, here, there, dirt, 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 dirt. 13 ways of looking at dirt. Unless the ant that is an edge, and this is an electron microscope taking these photographs, there's an ant that's an edge, you can barely see it as you're looking at this portrait, until, of course, it turns sideways, which is what I think they do. They go down the neighboring ant hole in a line, turn sideways, the ants freak out and die, one general down. And if you have 13 eyes and that thing turns sideways, you didn't even have a fighting chance. But the one that's going to win and the one to whom I would like to dedicate this piece is just a knob. It's just a knob. There's no eyes. It's blind. There's no feelers that I could see. No mandibles hanging down here. It doesn't eat. It doesn't sleep. Can't see anything. What I know it does is it goes down the next the neighbor's ant hole. Imagine the one with 13 eyes seeing this thing. And it just poses an existential question. Just by being there. Conflict, paradox, irony. I'd like to play it for you now. Thank you.
Thank you.
I met Bob Dylan some years ago, and he was doing a Blood on the Tracks. He was recording it in my hometown, knew the engineer of the studio, the records he was using, and I thought, I belong on this record. And so I was hanging around Studio 2 as much as I could, because I was working there at the same time, and I was just going to insinuate myself. And but nothing ever happened. And I got a call a few years later from the local paper, and they said, what did you and Bob talk about? I said, Bob who? And they said, well, you know, when he was recording Blood on the Tracks. I said, I didn't talk to Bob. I don't know Bob. He missed his chance. And they said, no, they were, you know, the band was watching you too. You talked for an hour and a half, and I thought, oh, what? No. Because I remembered there was this guy. I thought, what the hell is this guy doing here? It's hard to get in this studio. Bob Dylan's here. And, you know, just walked up and he said, what do you think of this project? And if I'd known it was Bob Dylan, I would have said something else. I admitted what happened, you know, because I'm being a Dylan freak. I'm also really opinionated about the stuff that I don't want that he's done. And I just didn't shut up. It wasn't a conversation. It was sort of a monologue by me to the unknown Bob Dylan. There's been no way that I can, go back. And I was asked to play on the Rolling Thunder review. I was already booked. Something else, there's another chance somewhere along the line. And I'm one of the lucky people who got to see him playing solo early on. How much is that doggy in the window? And I remember the first time I read that thinking, what's wrong with that? I dug that thing. I can compartmentalize, maybe that's the difference, among others, between me and Bob. Because the lyrics I didn't care about, but the song was, and her voice, Patti Page. So just to hold up my hand, I'm going to play a Patti Page hit, but I'm going to leave off the lyrics. Thank you. sand, ring, ring, golden ring around the sun, around your pretty finger. Ring, ring, the voices ring with a happy tune. Anybody can be a singer. The sun comes up across the city, and I swear you never look so young and pretty. Hand in hand, we'll stand upon the sand. Preacher man, let the wedding bells ring. Hand in hand, we'll stand upon the sand. Preacher man, let the wedding bells ring.
Great people. I want to thank all you Barbon members who've joined us here.